Yeah, it's a good day. Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Kenny and who else would you want to have companionship by the light of the silvery moon or the beautiful warmth of the sunshine? We're here all
That's
around the
clock.
That's
what I always think.
Yeah.
What else could you want?
Then the four of us.
Yeah.
You could want Roberta Fasinelli, but she's not around.
Breakfast
you could.
Would be
you don't
nice,
want her today, probably.
Right.
No.
No, probably not. All right. In a matter of moments, we're going to meet a lady who co-founded the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, a lady that's working with a lot of small farmers like me. As most of you know, I am a dairy farmer.
Why didn't they go with foundation instead of coalition?
The Family
Coalition
Food Foundation?
Like
the Farm Food Freedom Foundation. I don't know. We'll ask her in a minute. So you can get your licks on Route 66, Richie.
That's right.
Meanwhile, let's go east to the campus of Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, where they face some serious fines for not reporting things going on. They were a little dicey. I noticed it's interesting.
A little dicey.
Well,
yeah.
The president of Yale, I believe, is moving on. And I saw an interview with him. I think Charlie Rose did an interview with him. And he came across as being this smug, arrogant Eastern WASP.
Hey, he's from Yale.
Well, so that's really the reason they don't want to talk about this kind of stuff. Explain the story, Jen, will you?
All right. Well, Yale University is facing a fine of $165,000 from the U.S. Department of Education for what they're calling, quote, serious and numerous Clery Act violations. That means that they've failed to report forcible sex offenses, or as we may call them ourselves, rape, right?
Yeah, rape.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, apparently, there are four forcible sex offenses in the campus crime statistics for 2001 and 2002, and the university is now being fined $27,500 for each offense, according to this article that I'm reading. Now, you're required, if you're a college, you're required to disclose campus crime data and issue safety alerts, and forcible sex offenses under the Clery Act include rape, fondling, and sexual assault, and Yale, to not ruin its reputation, did not report these.
Well, that's the whole point. They cover them up because they think they're better than, or they're above it all, or after all, this is Yale University. We don't have this.
Well, if they report these kinds of things, then they won't be above it all.
Well, but they are not above it all, as is obvious by the whole shake here.
But as a woman going to this school, I would rather have a school that's honest and reporting about the types of stuff that I'm going to face on campus instead of ones that are just going to let me be raped and then not tell anybody about it. That's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, as a woman going into a campus, you know that this is a real issue. I'd rather have a school be honest about it, even if it does tarnish their reputation a little.
You maybe want that. From your point of view, that doesn't mean that that's what the hierarchy of management thinks ought to be the case. There's a movie or a television show that I just saw recently where this sort of thing goes on, and I think it may have been an episode of Law & Order SVU. Where this sort of thing was going on the campus and the
Isn't
people running.
Isn't it funny how these shows get ahead of these stories sometimes?
Yeah.
I mean, there was that Hawaii Five-0 that came out the same week that Ariel Castro was arrested for keeping those girls in his basement. Same storyline.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how they have their fingers on the pulse. Speaking of that, Rich McFadden always has his fingers on the pulse, and he has found that there is a cure or a fix for the homeless who maybe are not
just something to help them out. It's just kind of a neat idea. I saw this the other day, and I just thought it was very cool. A 23-year-old designer, the fashion designer, Veronica Scott, has designed a new coat to help homeless people, and it's turning into kind of a high fashion item too. She has a non-profit company which she plans to turn into a for-profit company because she got a $100,000 investment from the Sarah Blakely, the woman who came up with Spanx, that's now a billionaire.
Yeah.
But these coats for the homeless are kind of like those quilt coats, and they fold down to become sleeping bags. And they've given away over 1,000 of them since the beginning of the year. But the neat thing is that she's created this company to make the coats, and the employees are all formerly homeless women who have now been able to, you know, make enough money, get their own place to live, and then they make coats that are then donated to other homeless
people. So she go recruit them?
I guess.
Huh.
She's being known as the crazy coat lady now.
But
I just think it's a neat entrepreneurial idea how somebody designs something to help and then turns it into a business, and the people that it's intended to help profit from the business.
Sounds like a good episode of Shark Tank.
Yeah, in fact. Absolutely. Well, she got the $100,000, so it works.
Good for
she
her.
Was a winner.
By the way, at Shark Tank, sometimes the people who are winners, when they get down to negotiating the brass tacks of how to do the deal, they still don't get the deal. Because these guys are tough, tough, tough. But that's a good story about people doing good and turning out well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you, Richie. Thank you. It's 13 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Liz Reitzig from the Farm Food Freedom Foundation, or Coalition, whichever you prefer. We'll be talking about that and how it affects you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and
some music.
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impact.
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at. Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
All right, it's quarter past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you know, most of you, I hope you know, that I'm a dairy farmer. In addition to being a broadcaster, it's a real dairy farm in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. I've created here, I haven't done it by myself by any stretch of the imagination, God love Edgar Pless, who was my best pal, and he really helped me get the place and maybe in many ways set the tone for what we do today at Eastleigh. One of the things that has become more apparent to many of you as you listen to me talk about raw milk and the issues of feeding oneself with local food and quality food, that sort of thing, we find that there are more and more of these groups that are really trying to get involved in helping farmers and people who are going through frustrating events because of government and ignorance and all those things. Maybe this is a sort of a roll-up of all that together. Liz Reitzig is here. She's co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition. Has spent a number of years representing small farms and farmers and you as a consumer at both state and federal levels. trying to get fewer restrictions on farmers. So, Liz, I'm glad to have you here. How do you feed your family? You have five young children. How do you find the right food that fits what you believe to be the proper nutritional formula for your children, your family?
Well, first of all, I'd just like to thank you for having me on, and thanks for all you're doing to cover the issues of direct farmer-to-consumer trade.
My pleasure.
I find that I feed my family raw milk because I do feel that it is the best option out there, and I also work directly with the farmers, so I source direct, and I also make sure to get my meat from the same farmers who are producing the high-quality milk.
Why is it that people, do you think, in your experience of going around being vocal about this, that the government, and I say this in a sort of an all-encompassing way because the state governments are pretty ignorant about this, local boards of health are pretty ignorant, the feds are really hot on this stuff, when in fact every time they open their mouths, the ignorance just spews out, the inaccuracies, the downright almost illegal, dishonest information that comes across as if this was, you know, the next thing, this is going to cause the plague or something.
Right. So are you asking where do I think that ignorance comes from?
Yeah, that's a good play. Yeah, that'd be a good question. Yeah. I get off on my own hyperbole sometimes because this stuff makes me crazy.
Well, and clearly it's a block. I mean, for millennia, people have been drinking milk directly from the animal without pasteurization, without homogenization, and we've had tremendous success on that. Look at the world. Look at the population now. And that's only because we relied on these foods for millennia. But, you know, there was a time early in the 1900s when raw milk in American cities was not clean.
No.
That's now, you know, 150 years old. That's old science. We have modern closed milking machines. We have refrigerated transportation, and we have basic sanitation. So I think that a lot of this mentality comes from that really old science and comes from a time period when milk was being produced in a less than ideal way.
Well, plus the fact that any of the incidents, if you really trace them back, at least incidents that have occurred in our country, all have come as a result of drinking milk that wasn't designed or produced to go directly to the consumer. There are two kinds of raw milk.
One of them is designed
to go to the Suisse Dean conglomerates and that ilk that controls most of the fluid milk supply in the country. They process the milk and get rid of all the impurities, and so the farmer can be more careless, if you will, or less careful. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Whereas people like me, who are selling this stuff by the hundreds of gallons every day to people who come in, we have processed the milk in a very clean environment, in a very positive way, so that it can't be anything other than nutritious and wonderful. And so the misdeeds, if you will, of government as part of this, and the government in collusion with the big companies that want to put the small farmers out of business, it just becomes a free-for-all. And that brings us around to Vernon Hershberger. And in a moment, if you can stay with us for a few minutes, I'd like you to tell us about the Vernon Hershberger case and the trial that's coming up regarding him and his sale of raw milk. Liz Reitzig is with us from the Farm Food Freedom Coalition on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
friction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping. This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
It's 23 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yes, I do, and admit to ranting and raving about this because it's such an abuse of power on the part of the government. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Liz Retzig, who is the co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, and as such, she gets involved in cases like Vernon Hershberger's. Explain what this is all about, Liz, will you please, so people can understand the kinds of things that people who are doing this are going through.
Yeah, well, the 30-second version is that Vernon is a farmer in Wisconsin who has been feeding his community, including raw milk and the meats that he produces on his farm, and just going direct to the people who want it. And he has been charged with 4 criminal counts, basically milking a cow, operating a dairy without a license, and a couple other criminal charges. And he, for about 3 years, has been going through the prosecution. And this week, starting on Monday, is his trial.
And so what are they likely to be able to get? These trials have been conducted before, and most of the time the judge throws them out because the state so overzealously and incorrectly goes after these guys, and there's a lot of support for him. So what happens?
Well, I'm actually not aware of any cases where the judge has thrown it out. I'm aware of some cases, some civil cases, where there have been predetermined results, you know, without the trial or anything.
Yeah.
Summary judgments. And there was one case, there was one other criminal case with a jury trial, and that was Alvin Schlangen in Minnesota, and he was acquitted. The hope is that Vernon will be acquitted also.
But in the meantime, he's going to need money for his defense, right? There are a lot of, and that's part of what you do with the Farm Freedom Coalition, to get people to not only become aware of these things, but to help farmers like this fellow survive.
Exactly, yes. And, yeah, we're there in support. We organize events around trials. We help get the word out. We help bring awareness to the issues that they're on trial for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, of it, yeah.
If we go to your website, and it's farmfoodfreedom.org, farmfoodfreedom.org, what can people find not only about this case but how to help out, and also the general information about consumer food rights that is the basic tone of what you're trying to present to people?
Well, specifically about this case, we have all the information about the trial, the schedule, and then we've also organized and sponsored an event surrounding the trial to bring speakers in from all around the country who are going through similar situations to educate the public and also to show just how prevalent this is and bring people together in support. Because I feel very strongly that the more we can all show our support for each other, the more we can stand together, the less we will feel isolated and the more empowered we'll all be.
Well, we're isolated because the government is breaking things up, trying to break up coalitions like this because they want control. And that's in the interest of big business, not in the interest of the locavore farm movement, which this is all about. So, again, if you would go to farmfoodfreedom.org to find out more about this case, other cases, and the more effective information about advancing your own consumer food rights, the things that you need to eat and think about to keep yourself healthy. Liz, nice to meet you, and thank you for being here to help our understanding in general and specifically about this. Liz Retzig is the co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition here on Good Day.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Improving ethanol production efficiencies in concert with new farming technologies means the energy benefits of ethanol continue to grow. In recent research, the U.S. Department of Agriculture determined ethanol's energy balance to be 1.7 to 2.3. That's to say, today's ethanol production yields nearly twice as much energy as it took to create the gallon. Also, ethanol's chemical composition means a more complete, cleaner burn of fuel in vehicle engines. Increasing ethanol use in gasoline is directly leading to cleaner air and fewer toxic tailpipe emissions. In 2011, ethanol use reduced tailpipe CO2 equivalent emissions by 25.3 metric tons, equivalent to the emissions of 4 million vehicles. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Granger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgranger.com or stop by a brand.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Another conversation marathon, as is Rich and Jennifer. The important stories of the day, some say the best news nuggets can be found here. Can you believe it? News nuggets. All right, here's a sad story from Seattle. You've heard maybe the story of this fellow who was attempting to dribble a soccer ball to Brazil for charity. He was run over.
Yeah.
As he was only 14 days into his journey, Richard Swanson was 42, Jennifer, struck on Highway 101. Now, I got to tell you something. I wouldn't want to be what I
you
know
don't
of the
be
101.
Dribbling anything.
Dribbling a ball on the 101, man, he was asking for it.
Yeah. Not good.
It seemed to me, if anybody had worked on this, he was trying to promote the One World Football Project. Great idea, bringing people together, that sort of thing. But
what's the first thing you learn as a kid, though, when you're playing?
Don't play on the freeway.
Don't play in the freeway. If your ball kicks out of your yard into the street, stop. Look, you know.
Yeah, but why wouldn't somebody have? Why wouldn't authorities have just say, "Look at you, this is not smart. Go down Route 1."
That just seems like a bad idea. This is so sad.
Yeah. It made no sense at all when I first saw this.
No.
It's 10,000 miles, by the way, that he was going to go, and he had people pledging. The World Football Project had donated the blue soccer balls, and so he wanted to make it in time for the 2014 World Cup there.
I just don't think people think these ideas out. Like, it sounds good, and it makes you feel warm and fuzzy, and then you think, is this really the safest thing that I could probably doing?
Yeah, and major thoroughfares, they scare. I always tell my wife, if you have a breakdown on the road, get out of the car and climb over the barrier to the side.
Get away from the car.
And the other day I was driving down Route 66, which is the major road from the major highway from Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Fast, man,
do
they speed on that road.
Sure, it's 70 miles an hour. Everybody's doing 65, 70 miles an hour.
Yep.
And this guy had pulled over on the shoulder of the road, which is, you know, 3-4 feet off of where everybody's whizzing by him at 70. And he's leaning down, like kneeling down, looking at his front bumper. So he can't see any of the cars coming behind. And I'm just thinking, oh, my.
What is he asking for? Well, the day,
it's
remember,
so dangerous.
The story, we had the video of it, Kenny, when I was driving Meredith back from Florida the first week of April. I had a flat tire on Interstate 95, and we got off the road enough so that I could jack up the car on the pavement, but the rest of the stuff, we had to take lots of stuff out of the car, get to the tire.
It's just so
dangerous. It was dangerous. My God, listening to it, and it was 95 degrees. And
especially
when
you have a car jacked up and there's tractor trailer blowing by.
Oh, yeah.
Wind, it'll blow that car right off of the jack if it's not a big car.
Yeah, Yeah, very dangerous.
Tell my wife, AAA, man. Don't ever try to change a tire yourself. AAA.
And I, you know, me being, I think Meredith had AAA, and we just didn't use it. I mean, I was
foolish. Not worth my life.
Get it done.
Not worth my life.
That's what it's there for.
I was being a he-man, though, Richie.
I know. See, that's what you guys
protect my woman.
They got a nice big truck pulls up with the yellow flashers and let it hit that truck before it hits you.
It is dangerous stuff. What a sad story. All right, another item of interest. Richie loves, we always
this is the coolest story I've seen in a long time.
We buttonhole people, you know, and Richie's buttonhole with beer and pubs.
Well, we had the story earlier about the new nonprofit business that was taking coats and making coats for the homeless that could turn into sleeping bags, and it's turned into a business that actually hires the homeless to make the coats. Well, this is kind of along that same lines. There's an Oregon Public House. It's a new microbrewery outside of Portland.
Brewery.
And they have just opened for their soft launch, and their idea is for every pint you buy, we donate a little bit to your favorite charity, and you can actually pick the charity. So their motto is, have a pint, change the world. And he basically took donations and helped get fundraising to open this place. So it took 3 years to fund and construct to the point to where it's open. But he's opened it debt-free.
Uh-huh.
So now what happens is you go in and you they've only been open for a few hours at the point where they talk to anybody. But they have 8 local organizations that they give money to, and he says for every pint that you buy, about $1 goes to the charity, and when you pay your bill, you get to check off which charity it
goes to.
So
they have like an approved list, and then you can pick the one you want.
Yeah. So let me see. Here are some of the charities here. They have Friends of the Children, a local organization serving vulnerable children, Friends of Trees, a green space organization, My Music Voice, a music program for marginalized youth, the NEO Fund, locally based micro lending, stuff like that. Compassion First.
Good idea.
But the neat thing here is that he's hoping it turns into, it's gotten so much national attention that it turns into a business model for people. Now, the one thing I'm not sure about is whether or on all purchases, that money gets donated to the local charities, because they just talk about the pints, $1 for every pint. But they serve food. They have a full menu, the whole thing. So I'm thinking every since they got funding and donations to open the place, that a portion of everything goes to it. But just a neat idea. So you pay all of your expenses, and then a portion of all of the profits, or all of the profits, it doesn't say, goes to the local thing.
That's
so maybe
cool.
This will take off nationally. It's very cool.
It's a great idea. And well told. Richie is such a great storyteller.
Well, when it comes to beer, I'm all over it.
He gets it.
But there's something. And by telling you these stories, by the way, the story background is at DougStephan.com from today's show. We have a whole bracket, usually 4 or 5 things in there every day that are aimed at, in this circumstance, getting you to think about what you can do yourself to help in the community. Sometimes there are other stories. There's some pretty silly stories in there. I'm going to get to one of them in a matter of moments here. But first, something that also is not silly. A story about veterans coming home and the challenges they face. You know as well as I do that the government is not, and this is not a rant, this is just a factual reality. The government, your government, you pay for it, is not doing what it ought to do, not doing well, if you will, by your friends and mine who put on the uniform, go to serve, come back and get screwed with. That's basically what's going on, and that's why the challenges for the Purple Heart Service Foundation are so daunting. Those veterans that need support need to find a way to get jobs, to have medical attention, and the things that are going on now with all these veterans slipping through cracks, just not an acceptable alternative. So, as you have supported the Purple Heart Service Foundation quite well, frankly, I thought I'd give you an idea to think about, a challenge, if you will, and it's sort of along the lines of what we were just talking about, this pub. Do something in the public interest. Do something in the public good. And here's a way, with just $10 a month, you can contribute to make a really big difference in the lives of a lot of men and women who are not getting the support they need from the government. They will get support from the Purple Heart Service Foundation. And so if you'd like to donate that $10, you can text purple to 20222. That's purple at 20222. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate to the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Or you can also visit them online at purpleheartcars.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken and Jennifer and Rich. And actually, Jennifer is following a story. This is a good story, actually. Those who are watching the Powerball and Mega Millions.
I didn't win again, darn it.
$900 billion. Here's this fellow who quietly has won, what, four times?
Four times. And you know what's strange? This is not the only time I've heard these stories where people win multiple lotteries. Yes. I actually had a friend's father who was already a doctor. He won the lottery twice.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's a doctor.
In California, and he's already a doctor.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Huh.
The story at DougSteffen.com today, though, is this guy in Virginia, Melvin Wilson of Woodbridge, he just won $500,000 in
$500,000, really?
In a scratch-off. Whoa. That's the thing. Like, I won a dollar in the scratch-off. Back in 2005, he won $1 million in a scratch-off game. I obviously need to buy scratchers in Virginia.
Yeah, they say scratchers are really the way to go.
Yeah, that same year, he won another $500,000. And then in an earlier year, he won $25,000. These are all scratch tickets. He's won a total of $2 million. And $25,000.
Wow. Good God.
Yeah.
Wow. Love him.
I know. Don't you want to hang out with that guy?
I talked to somebody. Where was it? I was talking to somebody.
They call him Mr. Lucky, you think?
I guess, yeah.
I was talking to somebody who worked for the lotto board.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what's your best odds of winning anything? They said, play the scratchers.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's his trick, is he said that the odds are better with scratchers. He never plays, like, Mega Millions or Powerball.
All right, here's some more food for thought from the Better Business Bureau. Another story at DougStephan.com. There's a new utility bill scam that's popping up all over the country. It involves an approach to get people to part with their money that's been actually growing in popularity over the past couple of years. Prepaid debit cards. Business Bureau says that scammers are calling people and claiming to work for a local electric company or a gas company. The caller tells you that you're late on your utility bill and their service will be cut off if you don't pay right away. Then they instruct people to purchase a prepaid debit card to pay the bill and call them back with a card number. And then the thieves drain the value of the card and your bill never gets paid.
Wow.
So you get that scam alert.
These people would only use their brains for good instead of evil, right?
Yeah, right. Well, you mean the people perpetrating it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Imagine what good they could do with the brains that they have. Yeah, exactly. But look out for that scam. Prepaid debit cards to use on your utility bill. Do not do it. 12 before the hour and good day.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like DieHard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 518. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate N61. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
Those ground-in nachos, that embarrassing grape juice, those smelly pet stains. Want to finally ditch that dingy carpet for less? Now's the perfect time with Lumber Liquidators weekend-only flooring deals. For a limited time, get great deals on easy-to-clean hardwood, laminate, bamboo, and vinyl flooring. Plus, get special financing. With deals this good, you really clean up. Hurry! Sale's going on now. Visit your local store or LumberLiquidators.com and finally ditch your dingy carpet today.
If
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The White House deals with a tornado of controversies. North Texas is hit with a deadly twister. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We'll get to the flaps, the scandals, and the fiascos swirling around the White House in a bit. But the focus today is on the town of Granbury, Texas, in the northern part of the state, just south of Fort Worth. A tornado struck the town head-on last night.
I've got six dead on scene out there in the area in the subdivision. Some were found in houses, some were found around houses.
That's Hood County Sheriff Roger Deeds, who says the search continues for those still unaccounted for. He said last night was a very long night.
That's definitely a nightmare when we started getting the information. I was here at the office, so when the call came in from the National Weather Service, then we started monitoring the storms as they were moving in and through and around the counties.
And in the aftermath of the twister, the town looked like a war zone.
Power lines were down, homes were heavily damaged or destroyed, the roads were blocked with debris.
The American Red Cross set up three shelters in the area last night. Dozens of people stayed in those shelters overnight. In the face of this, the scandals confronting the White House seem to be put in perspective, but they are important nonetheless. In the IRS fiasco, Acting Commissioner Stephen Miller has resigned, with a number of congressional hearings to come on the IRS's targeting of conservative groups. Questions continue about the Department of Justice's seizure of phone records of Associated Press reporters. And the White House yesterday released more than 100 pages of emails detailing the terror attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, last September, showing multiple agencies were involved in changing those infamous talking points. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
At the end of the day, some companies are up and some are down. The winners are likely increasing revenues, meeting profit targets, improving customer satisfaction. And there's a good chance they're using Kronos Cloud technology to help transform their workforce by controlling labor costs, minimizing compliance risk, and improving workforce productivity. Whether you're a Fortune 500 or small to mid-sized business, find out more about the Kronos Cloud at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
On Wall Street, another day of record highs. The Dow up 60 points yesterday, closing at an all-time high of 15,276. S&P up 8 points to its own record high of 1659. NASDAQ finished on the plus side as well, up 9 points. O.J. Simpson due back in court today. He's seeking a new trial for his 2008 convictions for kidnapping and armed robbery. On the stand yesterday, he admitted there was some pushing and shoving the night he left the crowded Las Vegas hotel room after retrieving his sports memorabilia. However,
I didn't break into anybody's room. I didn't beat up anybody. I didn't try to muscle.
Hold it. Do we really want to hear any more from OJ at this point? Legal experts say there's very little chance he'll get a new trial. And for many of us, the words rot in prison certainly come to mind for this paragon of virtue and honesty. Closing notes. First, Powerball. Whopper of a jackpot to last night's drawing. $360 million, third largest jackpot in Powerball history. So, did anyone match all the numbers? The answer is no. The $360 million jackpot from last night now goes to $475 million for this Saturday night. That's the second largest Powerball jackpot in history. Powerball played in 43 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And finally, how about some bacon? Once upon a time, you had to fry it up. Then came the microwave, which is a quicker way for making bacon. But for bacon lovers, this wasn't enough. Hence, we've seen bacon ice cream, bacon donuts, and now a shot of bacon. We're talking bacon booze. Mama Walker's is introducing a selection of breakfast-themed liqueurs. Julie Falkoff is the brand director. She says bacon is one of the flavors.
The maple bacon is sort of a wonderful kind of sweet, savory combination. You definitely get kind of the smokiness of the bacon, but you get just that hint of maple syrup as well. So it's a really, really nice combination.
I like the way she says bacon. Barkeep, I'll take a shot of bacon with bacon bits on top and a bacon strip wedge. I think you call that an Arnold Ziffel. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.